The disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And so he called a little child to him and set the child in front of them. And then he said, "I tell you solemnly, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And so the one who makes himself as little as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. See that you never despise any of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven are continually in the presence of my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There have been many suggestions about the meaning of the phrase at the heart of today's gospel, where Jesus says, "I tell you solemnly, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Little children can be petulant and willful and pretend that they don't need anybody. But it's a very, very thin veneer, and sooner or later the hands go up and we know that they need, or they know they need, to be picked up. And I think that it is actually a great moment of progress when we're able to share our need, our weakness, our insufficiency, to solve our problems and keep ourselves safe and fulfill our needs. Self-sufficiency is, in the end, another gate into infidelity. It prevents us mattering to one another. And I think that those relationships of care which are deepest and most like God's relationship to us are the ones which involve a great length of time and a lot of love. 40 years of marriage is quite a good example. A sacrament is where God is taking the human reality and filling it with his own life. And that's what happens when our love for one another forms into marriage. Full and generous and sound marriage. And this, of course, doesn't always happen on the day of the wedding. certainly not before that. It is gradual and progressive learning, and every day has to be a new consecration. But I'm always struck by the wonderful way in which giving is dependent on someone's receiving what we give. It is wonderful if someone thinks that you can give them something precious. But unless they have the humility that makes them able to realize that they need what you can give, it won't work. And that relationship where someone else's need is matched perfectly to your ability to give, so that each of them becomes a blessing, is an example of the way in which God can use our care to teach us something about himself. When we are in real need, when we can't solve our problems, God is God for us, as in no other place. My power is at its best in weakness, says Jesus in answer to Paul's prayers. Paul wants to remain strong and holy. He wants his disabilities to be taken away from him. Jesus says, my power is sufficient for you, it is at its best in your weakness. And people don't again get married because of their strengths, but because of their needs. And that they can share their needs and their wounds and their fears and find them solved. Remember that God has us in his care, and that he will use our often miserable lack of ability in order to accomplish the greatness of his hands. Free us from all that we fear. Carry us by the hands of our angels. Lord, give us.